Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, Sheffield Live, 93.2, also available on your DAB radio, you know, Friday the 30th, and I've got a man called CV, right, Yasso, in Addy Studio, live and direct, so well that.
Yeah, good evening, good evening, good evening, hope everybody's okay out there, a little bit cool and rainy. So we at them, what we have to deal with them today?
Yeah, just hold on.
We them a come with stereo.
Yeah, just the normal things, you know, sweet talking sport. Chat show that deals with the latest sports news and stories, with both interviews and drawing an audience that fit today's modern day society, devoted entirely to sport discussions and events, whether local or national. A good to go and air expansive debates and analysed by myself and also CV this evening. You know, the regular programming and probably Yorkshire's best talking sports radio chat show you'll ever hear. You can catch us live and direct every Friday 6 till 7, or most Fridays. To listen to Sweet Talking Sports, you can check out the archives. Tune in on the background, just a little jumpy, but you're gonna have to stay with me still, you know. We'll get it sorted out. In fact, let me make a little slight adjustment. Yeah, I'll get back to that. But I'd like to start off with talking about the World Cup, actually, because it's not that kind of like far away. World Cup starts in June the 11th, I believe, to July the 19th. So all your footballites, you know, supporting your nations or wanting to pick up some kind of like skill in that, you know, you just have to check it out. And people who are not interested in football, I suppose a little further down the line, you've got Wimbledon anyway. But I want to just say that the price of the tickets are quite extraordinary, you know. And FIFA has introduced a small number of, they're calling it affordable seats for £45 tickets. Don't know what matches they'll be or where you'll be watching that from. Because there's been a big kind of hoo-hoo about, you know, the price and stuff. So FIFA official closed to discussion said, "We have listened to feedback and this new category is in the right, is it's the right thing to do," adding the decision was unanimous. So they've had to have sort of like a vote or a discussion about it, and people kind of like saying, "Oh, you know, them prices and them tickets are absolutely crazy." So, you know, it's kind of like being brought to their attention. Then they've, like I said, had to have a little kind of like discussion. Even Prime Minister Starmer, you know, got in on the act and he's welcomed the announcement, but added, like I said, he added, as someone who used to save up for England tickets, but obviously we're not just kind of like talking about England tickets, we're talking about all the nations also as well having to pay extortionate prices. Starmer said that he encouraged FIFA to do more to make tickets more affordable, so the World Cup doesn't lose touch with the genuine supporters who made the game so special. Under the previous pricing structure, which the Football Supporters Association, FSA, calls scandalous, it would have cost a fan more than £5,000 to follow England at every match to the final.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I think also as well, if they'd have put the tickets up on the resale sites, which they can do in America, it is illegal, they would have multiplied their price quite easy. People said, you know, that is also scandalous also as well. The £45 tickets falls in the supporters' entry tier, the lowest price category, and will make up 10% of the allocation for each football association whose team is taking part in the competition being hosted by Canada, Mexico, and also US. For England and Scotland, this will mean about 400 tickets will be available for £45. You know, if anybody gets one for that price,
they're lucky.
Yes.
Them lucky.
And I will be very surprised if somebody said, yeah, I paid £45 for my ticket. I mean, on top of that, you've got the travelling, you've got the hotel, you've got your food and whatnot and all them kind of shenanigans. I just can't see it. They might announce them, but I think that they'll people snap them up and stick them back on a resale site in America anyway. But I'd be very surprised if, you know, people was actually going to pay, you know, 45 quid for their ticket. Like I said, you've got your travel, you've got the hotel. So, I mean, you know, people did some digging and thought that, you know, on the original prices, if England got to the quarterfinals and you were to watch them play every game, you'd be talking about a 10K for, you know, just for an example. So you're talking about the demand of the tickets, you know, hence prices go up. Because tournament being played in the US, Canada, Mexico, costs can even go higher on a resale platform, like I said earlier on. I think for me, you know, direct fan to, you know, resale sites, cost of the tickets, they are bound to multiply. And FIFA apparently have their own marketplace site where they can sell tickets as well, which is absolutely crazy. And they can put a 30% profit on top of that. You know, some people talking about, even for the final, over 160,000. You know, that is just, that figure.
For one ticket?
Just blows me away for the final, to watch the final final game. In the US, it's legal to resell tickets. You know, I mean, I'm not sure who's going to be attending, you know, any games at that price, because it's just absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy, you know?
Well, having heard myself, right, what what they've been talking about and the prices and everything. It's going to be a very hard struggle for fans from around the world to come across there and watch games. Seriously, I just think it'll be a struggle because it's a lot of money. Because you've got, remember, as you've just quite rightly said, you've got to catch the, you've got the your transport, the aeroplane flight, you've got hotels, you've got, I think it's going to be quite hard. It's going to be quite hard. Seriously, it's going to be quite hard to do it. Because me personally, I'm not paying up that kind of big money just to go across there and watch that. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I hear that, and I think I'm in that kind of same boat as you as well, because I won't even be going to see England anyway, no disrespect, but when we went to France that time, where that 98...
The World Cup, yeah, World Cup,
that
yeah.
98, yeah.
Yeah.
What an experience of a lifetime, the people went out there, were kind of like hand-picked them, basically. Because certain man were saying, yo, me is a tripper running down. We're saying, boy, he's kind of full up and all them something. We had to kind of really do our assessment on them.
That
you
is
know
true.
What I mean?
That is true. Because basically, we didn't really want anybody coming who was going to cause disarray, you know what I mean? Right? And everybody's going to have, everybody's got to get on, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, I mean, don't know when we'll ever do another trip like that. I suppose
I don't
when
think...
it, if the World Cup comes into Europe, maybe. And then it depends on what kind of nations are actually going to qualify for it.
That's right.
Because Jamaica not there yet, are they?
No.
I think they've got a game March, I think. Is it the qualify? No, it's the playoff. Some kind of like playoff. I think they've got to win that game, and then it's a bit of a lottery at the moment for them. You know what I mean? Because they missed out maybe last month, I think, when they drew a game, when if they'd have won, then they maybe would have kind of qualified and stuff, just have to apologise for them kind of like little jumper tunes in the background, but just bear with it still, Just be with it, the World Cup in June the 11th, like I said, to 19th of July. When it gets nearer to the day, I think we'll have to do kind of like a little World Cup special, not just for an hour, but we'll have to go a little bit further in depth about it. Gonna serve up a few aces now. We talk about which comes to tennis, Serena Williams. Is she back on the circuit? Isn't she back? Well, according to her, that she's never really left it, really. But she refuses to rule out returning to professional tennis after recently filing the necessary paperwork. So I think it's like each term the tennis players have to put, some kind of paperwork in to say that they're eligible for drug testing and stuff, because they get tested also as well. People might not think that because, you hardly hear of any kind of like scandals in tennis, because I think that's why they kind of like deal with it a different kind of way anyway. But Williams, who won 23 Grand Slams titles, still chasing that. I think Steffi Graf is just chasing. Retired in 2022 at the US Open. But in December, International Tennis Integrity Agency, ITIA, confirmed to the BBC Sports that the 44-year-old was back on the list. That's that list I've been talking about, where players register their interest into the drug pool. So, Yeah, 44. And her sister's Venus is a little bit older. Venus is 45, and Venus also hasn't retired, and she plays a limited schedule and focuses on the home tournaments in the USA. And I mean, I'm just going to put something out there, really, which I think might be quite interesting. Like we say, we've got Wimbledon coming up. When is Wimbledon? Wimbledon's coming up June the 29th to July the 12th. What's a bet saying that one of the Williams will be a wild card at Wimbledon?
And attends Wimbledon.
Yeah,
Because
do you know what? Don't forget, you've got the World Cup on. The World Cup will be on.
Right.
And Wimbledon generally come with something else as well because they'll be competing. All right, they don't start at the same time.
But they overlap.
That's right. It overlaps. So, I mean, just let me remind you about a wild card. A wild card is a special invitation to a player who doesn't have to qualify. Basically, they're just getting a bligh because of their profile.
That's right.
And
their history.
100%.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, I can see that, actually. I could see kind of like one of the Williams being kind of like put into that mix. You know what I mean? It wouldn't surprise me one bit, really.
For me, right? When she said she's never left, so basically, she's saying she's took a bit of time out, hasn't she? And from what I read, she took some time out, really, was to bring up the youth them, innit? She got...
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I heard. But, really, I don't know whether... You've got your up and coming ones then now. I don't know whether she'd be able to stand the pace with them. I don't know.
Probably not. You know, probably not stand the pace. But I think... you know, they'll get a good piece of cash entrance money by the tournament, sponsorship also as well, appearance money. So you get plenty of like kind of spin-offs and stuff.
Because for me, it coming like them kind of things coming like Tyson Fury. You know, he might retire, then him come back. He might retire, then him come back. That's why it comes in like that to me, the Tyson Fury thing, man. Because for me, they've been successful in their sport, right? And right now, they've not played enough. So I don't think, why bother, man? Just stay where you're there. Don't bother with, I try to come back and all them something there. It don't make sense. Just stay where you're there. And I'm talking both of them too.
Yeah, you know. I love my tennis. You know, I love playing. I love kind of like watching it as well. I can really get into it quite easy. And I don't mind watching them play, providing they don't get kind of like beat up or anything like that upon the court and look kind of like embarrassing and that. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like thinking, well, yeah. You know what I mean? Who am I to say, you know, just, you know, like retire? Yeah, I can have an opinion and so can people as well. You know, I get that. But celebrity-wise, wildcard-wise, I mean, let's just see what happens, you know, in kind of June, July, you know, at Wimbledon, whether one of the Williams or even both of the Williams... get invited and get a bligh, like we know it is a wild card. You know, I can just see, you know, them kind of plotting something like that at Wimbledon, because don't forget, like I said, the viewings will be mainly on the kind of like for the football, for the World Cup and stuff. Anyway,
I would say that. Yeah. I would say the most people would be looking at the World Cup. That's who's, obviously, who's interested in football, that is.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's going to take centre stage, without a doubt, isn't it? You know? Okay, so we'll change the tennis ball for a basketball. And got a bit of news here. The British elite women's basketball is at a crossroads.
Okay.
And the reason why is that the former general manager of Great Britain women's basketball team says he resigned from his job because he could no longer be part of a programme which is being set up to failure. I mean, you know, kind of heard about stuff like that before. But Lloyd, who took up the position in August, announced that he was leaving the role via a joint statement, which also confirmed the exit of head coach Stella. The dual decision to leave the national setup is the latest blow to the sport, which is still feeling its effects of the British Basketball Federation, which is the BBF, entering liquidation in November. Basically, they just ceasefire, you know. After the collapse of the BBF and its funding stakeholders, including Super League Basketball and the national governing bodies, were tasked with ensuring international schedules continued. However, Lloyd, speaking exclusively to the BBC about his recognition, said elite women's basketball in Britain was now at a crossroads and he feared for its future. The national team is nothing without its players, and I can't bring them into a situation where the conditions that we're providing them are not all at the professional level, Lloyd said. I mean, you generally get club teams folding up, don't you? Lack of funding, all that kind of stuff. Players.
Not generally national.
I don't think I've heard of anything like that. Any national team folding up.
So,
you know?
Basically, right, this is national, you know. So they're not getting the backative then.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? They're not getting the backative. And as a national, and you're representing your country, you should be getting the backative. You know what I mean?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't quite get that, me. I don't quite get that at all.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy because, like, you know, the national basketball team or any national side would be the last you'd expect to go under, you know?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Have people above lost interest. You know what I mean? Where's the money? Where's the funding? You know, if somebody been dipping into the piggy bank and that, you know? GB women are due to start preparation for its Euro basketball qualifiers in March, but Lloyd claimed communications and operational obstacles meant he had his team had been unable to, you know, inform players about the squad selection or confirm plans for the travel and accommodation and stuff and so on and so forth. We need to make sure that the level of service provided to our athletes meets the level of the athletes that they are. So, I mean, Lloyd's bigging up his players, but he's saying that the, you know, authorities or the powers to be aren't bigging them up, you know. So if they're, you know, an elite Olympic or Olympian or WNBA level athletes, we've got to be able to provide the minimum standards. I mean, I kind of agree with that, what he's kind of like saying, you know. And it's just kind of like you're thinking, well, you know, why aren't they being backed? Like we said, where's all this kind of like cash going also as well, you know? You just don't hear anything like that at all, you know? It's kind of like news to me. I mean, like, wow. Realistically, a million miles off where where we were in back in 2019. That's what Lloyd's saying. So either somebody's dipping into it, or that money what used to fund the basketball, the British basketball team, has gone elsewhere. You know, so other, you know, maybe other people are kind of like benefiting from it, I should say. You know, yeah, it's kind of a strange one, that one, you know. Very, very strange. I mean, sticking with basketball. I mean, this is a kind of like a better kind of story. Yeah, Maverick teenager flag breaks 46-year NBA record. Now, this youth, only about 20, Cooper Flag, plays for Dallas Maverick, became the first teenager to score 49 points in an NBA game as they lost 123-121, very close game,
yeah,
against the Charlotte Hornets at American Airlines Center. 19-year-old beat Clifford Robinson's previous record of 45 points set in 1980, way back then, when playing for the New Jersey Nets against the Detroit Pistons. What a record to break. I mean, Flagg making his 43rd year appearance of the season also became the youngest player to score at least 40 points and 10 rebounds. So, you know, quite a busy beat in that game. The Hornets, who was a roommate with Flagg at Duke University, also posted impressive numbers on social medias. You know, I mean, Flagg's career high was 34 points and was successful in 8 of his 12 three-pointer attempts, setting a rookie record for Charlotte. Busy yeah. bee. So, you know, it just shows if you work hard out there, you know, you can still kind of get you there,
can,
you know?
You can you can get what you want to achieve.
100%, you know?
You know what I mean?
Did you play? Did you manage to play much basketball as a youth?
Yeah. I used to play. Yeah. I've played. Yeah. I did used to play. And we used to do it in the park as well, right? And we used to have like little teams and that and playing. Or we should just play one on one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I used to play that. But I liked it actually. In fact, I used to go and watch them doing the Valley there.
Down at the Valley, oh, Don Valley.
He's gonna watch them, yeah. Because we're obviously working in the
Sharks. We talk about.
Right, but when working in that where I work, right, we used to get some tickets and that.
Okay.
So we used to go down and watch them.
Okay, I mean, what were you like at shooting the hoops, the 21s?
Yeah, not too bad. I won't say that I was the greatest, but I could hold my own.
Okay, yeah, that is the VR shoot some hoops.
Yeah. You know? I used to be able to hold me own, you know, against somebody, what we call the tapa tapas.
So I think a little bit of gymnastics now, really. You know about gymnastics?
I watch little gymnastics now and then. Don't really know much about the back bend and all them kind of sort of movement and the crab and all them something. Them, you don't know about them something there, but you know, I may look for it now and then. You know what I mean? Not really my favorite sport, the gymnastics, but.
I hear you.
But me know some people them who love it, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel my brethren captain, him love the gymnastics, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, him love the pull down and turn around and all them something. Him love them little movements there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, them little something there where them have them little ribbon something and them wave the ribbon. and see, dashing me a ear and then catch him and then drag down on the floor and then jump back up again. Yeah, them little movements him love. He love them movements there. Hi.
Come again.
Yeah. Next time you see him, just say, yo, me, you say you love them gymnastics. You look a back break and all them something there. Yeah, ask him when you see him. Yeah. Make sure he's trying to drive no bus too. In case him break hard, you know? Him break hard. Aye.
Oh, God.
Aye.
Yeah.
Is so like, say, American girl?
Yeah. Onto onto gymnastics. Jordan Chillis may win back her bronze medal that was stripped from her back in 2024, which was the Paris Olympics at the time. Chillis 24 lost her third place finish after an appeal with Romanian Borussia upgraded from fourth to take the bronze. The court of arbitration found in favour that Boris Barbarsu in 24, but Switzerland Supreme Court has sent the case back. Chillis lost her medal after it was decided that the inquiry submitted by the US team about her score fell outside the 1 minute time limit. So they have to, you know, if they've got any kind of discrepancies or anything, they have to get them in basically within a certain time. And if they fail that, then it just gets squashed, basically. You know, this is a very sort of like extraordinary circumstances of the case in question. The Swiss Federal Tribunal said in a statement it considers that there is a likelihood for the audiovisual recording of the final to lead to a modification of the contest awarded in favour of the appeal, you know, being the applicant, Chillis. Won it, got it, took off her, and now she could get it back. The judge said, you know, it was a very unusual circumstance, suggested that Chillis could retain the bronze medal. Like I said, originally got that in Paris back in 24. After challenging her judge score, Chillis' third place finish was overturned within days of an appeal by the Romanian team. You know, by the CAS Olympic Court in Paris, the medal went to Barbosso of Russia. I think they need to get their act sorted out, basically. We know that there's plenty of teeth going on in sports and that, but it's like, yeah, I think it's good that there's a window for an appeal. You know, if you're,
you know, because some sports, yeah, you don't always get, they don't always
if you're
get
grieved
that,
about something, you know, yeah, they have that window to appeal. Do you think they should cap it off? Because, I mean, this goes back to 2024. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to have another ceremony? They're just going to post it?
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? It's nice to have that back on your mantelpiece or something, but, you know, 2 years down the line, oh, yeah, I've just got my medal back.
That's right. You know what I mean?
Will she get... I mean, probably will recognize her where she, in the neighborhood where she lives, and have some kind of ceremony, I would have thought. But you know, Chillis, hot like chili pepper, you know, she now let that go, you know what I mean? So, yeah, let's big up Chillis,
like chili hot pepper,
peppers, yeah man, you yeah. know, burn them up with it. Yeah. You know, yeah. Bun them up with it, yes.
Chili pepper.
Feeling hot, yes. Okay. I know we kind of like normally talk about football a bit latter into the show, but I just thought on this occasion, before we dive into another Olympic story, I want to just give some time to Raheem, you know, Sterling. Because, you know, I think you've got to feel it for that bread, innit? It's been in the bomb squad since what? 2024 just get frozen out by Maresco.
By Chelsea,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, Sterling saying, okay, you pay me what? 325 grand a week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep fit myself. Mm. I'll take a backward seat, not really bothered about signing for another club. Although, I think he would have liked to have been involved in men's football. You know what I mean? You know, I think it's like the training with the boys, match preparation, travelling, going out there and leaving it on the pitch. Yeah. So to be frozen out, I think, by the way that Chelsea did, obviously we'll never know all the ins and outs. I'm sure one day Sterling will write a book or something, right, you know.
Right.
But the bomb squad by Yardie or something like that, you know what I mean? It'll come up with some book. But now, he's a free agent.
My understanding, that's what I hear.
So they must have said, listen, we have to start this out now, you know what I mean? And obviously they've paid him up.
Yep.
They would have paid him up. Not the maximum, but, you know, they'll have come to some kind of agreement, sat down round the table and said, you know, how much do you want? Because we need to free you up from this big contract, you know? You know, following no negotiations, I think he's done well. Yeah, he was 24 that he last played for Chelsea. And the clubs that he's represented to, you know, Man City,
Liverpool,
Chelsea, Arsenal. Okay,
he didn't really
do much, but it's still a big club. It's still something on his CV.
Yeah. To be fair, his more successful time was with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was his more successful time.
When CV's saying us, it does mean Man City for them people who may be tuning in for the first time when I'm saying, what is he talking about us?
Yeah.
City are a theme team.
Yeah, a theme team.
So,
yeah.
Just allow that, yeah, peeps?
All his success, it was with Man City. He hadn't really done it really with anybody else, really. He burst on the scene when he was at Liverpool, but then obviously that's why City was interested in him and they got him in the ending. But yeah, I'd have to say he did really, really well for us. Really well. I can't knock him at all. But obviously Pep wanted to make changes and he wanted to bring in a new breed of people them. So Ryan had to go. But it's not like he went to a rubbish club, is it?
True. He definitely.
He didn't go to a rubbish club. He went to Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how much did you sell him for?
I can't remember.
It's about 30, 40, would it be something like that? Or less than that? Or 28?
I can't
something like that, you know? But, I mean, anyway, I think they did make some good change out of him anyway. And not forgetting his 82 England caps as well. On top of that career, and 20 goals. What he got? I mean, Southgate loved him. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah, Southgate loved him, played him, loved him, and everything. And at one point, yeah, Sterling he won't be out of that England side on the wings and that. You know, because that's where they put the speed merchants, don't they? Out on the wing. I mean, the good thing about where Sterling is now is that he's a free agent. So we've got the transfer window deadline on Monday, 7 p.m. So if any managers are listening out there and you want to buy your players, you know, you've got to, or get them on loan, you've got till Monday, 7 p.m. January, Feb, the... the Window What was open on January the 1st. Yeah, deadline 2nd of February, 7 p.m. GTM, you know? And the thing, like I said, I'm going to say, the thing is with Sterling that he's not obliged to sign on Monday. Thing is, because he's a free agent,
isn't he?
So he can pick and choose. I hear that there's about 7 clubs interested in Sterling right now. And I believe I could see Sterling going to Napoli and joining Conte
I have heard that's quite big.
Yeah,
to be a, I have heard in some little forum, because he said he wanted to try out the foreign thing, didn't he?
Yeah, but also he says that he wants to stay in London too.
Yeah, because of his family.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean...
What clubs is he in London? Because other than Chelsea...
West Ham.
But you're talking
wage, because his demand
is
humongous.
Yeah.
After carving out 325,000 a week, that's 325,000 people.
Yeah, a week.
A week, you know.
Yeah.
I think 100% is not going to be getting that at his next club.
No.
You know what I mean?
Probably not even half of it.
Maybe. I mean, what is he? 31, 32? Not on the right side of kind of life, but... Still kind of active. 31... For the position what he plays, because if he was like a midfield player, he'd just drop back maybe further back, you know. But I think he could still do a job at a decent club. And Napoli is stinging as well. Got McTominay over there, and you've got one boy as well who used to play for Brighton, I think. Not sure. But I think you've got 2 Brits in that side. But McTominay, Mason, I'm calling Mr. Napoli.
Is it?
Big out there, so yeah.
Is it?
Have you seen the clips on YouTube and that? I was kicking it up out there. Yeah. What?
I don't watch them kind of ex Man United man them now.
I tell you what, he's done really, really well for himself out there.
I see, you know what I mean?
And people are basically saying, what? And he couldn't even get in Man U's team. He's kicking it up, I'm telling you. You know? He doesn't leave no stone unturned out there. You know? Raheem Sterling, big possibility, could go Italy. If he does decide to go out there and finish his career, maybe he can just catch playing like cab.
About 2 hours to Italy?
Musi can do it in a couple of hours.
Yeah, it's about 2 hours.
You know what I mean?
On a plane, it's about 2 hours to Italy. Must be. So, he can just jump on a plane and a whoop vap and did that, innit?
Like, 100%.
So.
Yeah. 100% can do that.
But I'm thinking if he's going to he's wanting to stay in the London area. I'm just thinking, well, who's going to take him? I can't see him going to Tottenham himself. Obviously, he's not going to go back to Chelsea. So the only other place then you're looking at Palace.
Yeah, Palace, they might have a bit of cash. No, because
they're going to get rid of Matata.
Yeah, because and also the manager as well.
Yeah, he's going.
Him saying, nah, stop there.
Yeah, he's going.
They're not fulfilling maybe the promises what they made him when he signed up, because he's scratching his head. He's saying, listen, we need to build.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, look upon the Khan, you know?
Because they sold him to us, Gehi.
Gehi, yeah. I mean, it's at one point that if you're selling me, gone. He said that before.
He did.
And the thing is, it's not just about one player, though, is it?
No, it's not.
Do you know what I mean? And also, you can't be blocking a player from progressing also as well. If a player wants to chip, let him go.
Correct.
Let him go. There's no point in keeping, you know, a dog tied to a fence if you want to go inside for some food or something. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Yeah, I just thought I'd just kind of like dedicate a bit of time, a bit of space to
Raheem. When he played for us, him on one side and Sane on the other side, yeah, they were devastating. The pace was devastating against other teams.
Mm-hmm.
At some point it comes to an end, doesn't it?
So yeah, definitely.
And it looked like, say, theme time just it done now. It done.
True.
It could go to QPR, couldn't it?
QPR, wow. He'd be just taking a backward step, wouldn't
it? Because I think he started up down there, you know. He used to play for QPR, you know.
Sterling?
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he's played for QPR.
Seen. Okay, 1846. Moving on, as time doesn't wait for nobody. We've got another story here about Olympic gold medalist Richardson was arrested for dangerous excessive speeding, according to jail booking records. Richardson, an American sprinter.
Is that the woman?
Yeah, I've
seen her. She's deadly. Yeah, yeah. She's deadly.
One of the fastest women of all times, you know. Yeah. 100 metres silver medalist, 4x4 relay gold medalist. So Richardson was, shall we say, cruising at a speed of 104 mph. And this was believed to be a second offence since last July. She had a heated argument last July with a boyfriend, Coleman, who was also a sprinter as well. So both of them too fast, innit? Both of them too fast, you know? One have to reduce. You know, you can't be in a relationship and both of you fast. That it not work. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, it not work. One have to kind of like do... You know, like we cross country or something, and if the other one's doing the sprint, if two of you are sprinters,
yeah.
Nah, that combination's too fast, man. You know what I mean? So Coleman, which was the boyfriend, he kind of refused to press charges because the authorities must have been pressing him. You know what I mean? To say, tell her for all that, and she must take a charge. But he said, "Nah, I'm not charging that." You know what I mean? You know, like I said, Richardson gold medalist back in Paris 2024. Basically said that she had time to reflect after holding herself accountable for putting her hands up. You know, and she understands. That she compromised a relationship with someone who she has deep care for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, say she's too fast. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like, kind of really sad, really. I mean, she's got kind of like, she's got kind of like little history too. Richardson tested positive.
Is it?
Yeah, for cannabis back in 2021. And after winning 100 metres at the Olympic trials, only to be stripped of her spot in 2021 by the US team. Apparently Richardson's get out a jail card is that she used some weed to cope with the loss of her mother. Now, I'm not going to begrudge anybody that. I mean, she did get banned And maybe they showed a bit of compassion because the band are for a month.
Right.
But I think, for me, if I was a part of that board, and I had to make a decision about that, I probably wouldn't have banned it for a month. What I would have done is maybe just jump on this course, you know what I mean? But the effects of drugs all them something.
You know what I mean? What it does to your body and all them something.
Rather than the ban. Do you know what I mean?
I'd
have said, listen, you know, you have to kind of educate yourself about the effects of this, what it's going to do to you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
In the long run.
Yeah. You know, rather than ban it because lost a mother. You know what I mean? Nobody knows how you're going to react when you're losing somebody who's close to you, whether it's your mother, whether it's your father, whether it's a loved one. You know, some people, you know, if them lose dog, them are bounce up, you know, over the wall and all them something, and eye water a drop.
It's true. You know what I mean?
So you have to just,
it's true,
you know.
Because things like that, it's delicate.
Yeah, they lick people, man, in them heart, man.
That's
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So,
it's true.
So it's for them true. To say, yeah, all this month ban, people might say, well, a month ban, that's nothing, but
it is because you're not
psychologically affected.
It is.
Of losing a loved one, somebody who bring it in at this world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And cannabis, you know, sometimes people say it's the healer.
Mm.
You know what I mean. So, you know,
what is it?
THC or something on all them something there. You know what I mean. To relax you, the other one gets your eye.
That's what I'm
you know
saying.
What I mean?
That's
so,
what I said. Easy,
you know,
easy.
And you mix them up and counteraction and all them something.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, because if it's the healer, me feel say it's a detector too.
See,
you know what I mean?
Banned for a month. In August, Richardson was arrested over allegations of domestic violence. You can tell her, oh, she farce, isn't it? You know? She was released from the following day, spent about 19 hours inside.
Mm.
And that's when she had time to reflect on her behaviour. You know what I mean? And say, yeah, Sheffield won it.
Because
you know?
I see her. Run, and I've seen and
fast,
and
isn't it?
Why
fast?
Y'all come in like jet plane. You know jet plane. Yeah, come in like jet plane. You know, like all. Well, then they call that the plane there again.
Thank God.
Yeah, with the pinty nose.
Yeah.
Just come in like so.
Obsolete now, isn't it?
Yeah. They now fly again, but she's still a fly.
Wow, time moving on, 1853. So just going to run through. Let's jump into the championship now. So, Wednesday, entertain Wrexham. And they must still look for them. They must still look for them first win, innit? Why? Do you know what? I reckon on Saturday, meaning tomorrow, they must still look for them first win, you know? 12:30 kickoff there, it is at Hillsborough. And obviously, what life's going to be without Big Barry Bannon?
Yeah!
Is he a traitor or is he a faithful?
Well, I don't know, you know, because for me...
Traitor or faithful, Barry?
Big Barry B.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I know Big Barry B was like why he would come in like cornerstone.
You know?
You know a Wednesday, right? I never ever thought you'd be seeing Big Barry B coming out of the place, but I saw it go.
Do you know what? I think he's done a clever move really.
Is it?
Yeah, because did you hear what he said? I'll be back in some capacity.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Okay.
Um,
where's he gone to, do you know?
He's gone to Millwall.
Where
he's got an 18-month contract at Millwall. Okay. So what he'll do, he'll probably get more than what he's on now.
Yes.
Plus he'll get his signing on fee.
Yeah.
Which will boost up his severance pay and all them something there. And then he'll come back to Wednesday as a coach. Manage them one day. So, yeah, I think come full time, they'll be still searching for that win. Wednesday, obviously, rooted at the bottom of the championship, 24th, and Wrexham, 6th, away win. I can't see that.
Nothing different.
Any other way.
No.
Sorry, Captain Mo, just talking out the truth.
Sorry for what? You mean sorry for him? No, Rasta, because, you know, like me did say to you the other day. You know, when you have a person who love to go to make prediction. Love to make prediction, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He loves to make prediction
trigger
about...
Trigger happy panic.
About other people's teams, right? Which I don't have a problem with. Him always make prediction about Man City, about Sheffield United, and whatever. What do you think this? But when it comes to theme team, you know, I see him make no prediction.
Inform Brock, innit?
Yeah.
I mean, he'd phone him up the other day, you know. That's live,
right.
You know.
That's right. Live and direct.
Just ring, ring. Ring, ring.
That's right. That's right. So for me, when you're doing them kind of things, you have to make for your prediction. And that's why I said to him, I will make it easy for him. I will just put on the prediction that the prediction is we are going to lose.
See it there? 1856. So Barry Bannon, Millwall's entertained the Blades, 5th v. 6th. So Millwall currently operating in a playoff position, will be there. Will they be there at the end of the season? All is to remain to be seen. Mm. It's a tough one, this one for the Blades.
It is.
Especially following, you know, the result against Ipswich Town.
Which was,
anything can happen.
That's right, because it was a tough one last week.
See it there?
You can't say that. And one of us demolished them, innit? One of us cut them up like Lurpak.
I tell you what, me made me sit up tough is when they were listening to some of them why about what Ipswich can do to them tractor, you know? Like, I can't repeat it on air, you know what I mean? But, you know, it was kind of like humorous anyway, put it that way. But while they're interested in a player from Barnsley, they call him Reyes Cleary, 21-year-old. He's a winger, right-footed player, but plays on the left-hand side, can play on both sides, and is supposed to be exciting and a proper live wire, 6'1". But there's a story behind plays, what United get in. They've obviously suffered some kind of injury thing and stuff like that, and Cleary hasn't been without his injuries anyway. But, you know, at the moment, Blades have only had one through the door, which is quite unusual. You know, will Cleary be the second one? Apparently, Blackburn Rovers and Bristol City also have put in bids for Cleary, 1.5, but Barnsley said it's well below the mark. I think Barnsley would be looking for, maybe with add-ons, over three mil. But I think it's his... it's the injuries and that what are preventing that figure from rising. So I think, you know, as long as it's not a big fee, I think any deal's possible. Blades against Millwall. I mean, I got it absolutely wrong against Ipswich anyway. You know what I mean? I couldn't see them get it.
No.
Well, the least I could see them getting a point, but they took all three.
Yeah.
So this time... I think if we get a point, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
3.
Even better.
Even better for it, you know? 1 minute to go.
Oh, we're talking about for my team?
Yeah.
Hopefully we can go to Spurs and brook them. You know what I mean? Hopefully, but we'll see what happens. Football is a funny game, you know what I mean? Last week I said to you that we might win. We should be able to beat them, but... You know, you were right. You said, you couldn't see no problems. And in the ending, you were right. There was no problem.
It's a funny old game.
It is.
Anyway,
it was
funny old game.
Wicked to be on the show. Until next week.
Yes, I just play out with this tune in at the background. But yeah, eventually got the music, kind of had to shake it up a little bit. And hope that you like the little tunes in at the background. But you know,